Welcome back to Bucky's Fifth Quarter, our podcast here. This is Jay Kokorowski, and it is National Signing Day. Quick podcast here. We'll probably have a separate podcast to kind of go more in depth with the class in general, but we want to get this out to you guys before National Signing Day. Hopefully you get it out tonight. This is Tuesday. It is National Signing Day Eve, if you will. And I am joined by an in-state recruit who I'm looking at his offer list, folks. Arkansas, Illinois, Michigan, Notre Dame, Missouri, Oregon State, Syracuse, Vanderbilt. Yeah, and of course, Wisconsin. He committed to the Wisconsin Badgers and will be signing his national letter of intent. This is Port Washington's Tyler Beach. Tyler, how are you feeling, you know, less than what, 12 to 18 hours away from signing your national letter of intent to play for the Wisconsin Badgers?
I'm really excited. It's a big dream come true for me. And ever since I was a little kid playing NCAA and dreaming about being one of those guys in that position, so it's a dream come true.
And in terms of just the process, now, if I'm not mistaken, you know, you committed early on, on the 3rd of April and of this past year. What stood out to you about Wisconsin that made you want to commit that early in your recruiting process?
Well, it's kind of weird because as a recruit, you go around to school to school and you kind of start to, if you visit a lot of schools, you'll kind of start to realize that each school kind of is pretty similar in terms of each school has great athletic facilities, academic facilities. But, I mean, to me, it all came down to the coaching and the people, like the people around the university. And I visited Madison, I think it was 2 days before I committed. And while I was there, I just kind of got this weird sense of that I need to go here. And I had two visits scheduled for Northwestern and Michigan State, and I canceled both of those because I knew Wisconsin was the place to go to.
We're here with Tyler Beach from Port Washington. According to Scout.com, 6'6", 270, one of quite a few offensive linemen in this class of 2017 here on Bucky's Fifth Quarter. And you mentioned, and that's the intriguing part that I wanted to touch base on, like you had scheduled visits for Northwestern, Michigan State. But if I'm not mistaken, too, you know, and reading some of the reports from BadgerNation.com, Badger Blitz, and Badger 24/7, you know, Michigan and Notre Dame seem to be pretty high up there. Like, how hard was it to, you know, I mean, you had that feeling like this is where I wanted to be, but, you know, how were those other schools, you know, when you visited them, and how was the sense that you felt, you know, like going into this school, you know, going into those schools and coming out, and I mean, how close was it to possibly going down to South Bend or to Ann Arbor?
Well, Michigan, I felt it, but they were, I wasn't a huge fan of Coach Harbaugh. I mean, he's a great coach, but he just wasn't my type of personality coach. But I usually would try to frame my high school coach with college coaches and see how they compare and how they match up with him, because I always thought my high school coach was one of the best coaches I've ever had. So I wasn't a huge fan of Michigan, but Notre Dame was really, I loved Notre Dame when we left there. I mean, it was a great, all the players were really nice to me. All the coaches were great, and they were tough, lean, and mean. I mean, they were the type of coaches you would want as a college football player, the guys that want to discipline you and make you a man. And I loved Notre Dame a lot, and I was going to commit there. That was my plan after my Northwestern and Michigan State visit. I was going to go to Notre Dame, but I had this other Wisconsin visit that just kind of flipped it around.
And, yeah, I'm looking at this class, and it's you know, it's technically a smaller class compared to maybe what you've seen before. But how's the bond between some of these players in the class? And, you know, talking to guys like Cade Green and Jonathan Taylor, like, it sounds like there's some group chats going on to keep, I mean, I'm sure many other classes do the same thing nationwide, but how close are you guys when it comes, and how often do you guys speak to each other?
So on I was the first game when I got back. I set up a group chat, and we just started adding all the 2017 commit guys, and we've really gotten close, and we've had tons of guys in there, and we've been talking to each other, and I mean, we've built some really good relationships on unofficial and official visits that we've had, and it's just, it's a really cool bond because we all have different type of personalities, but we all get together really well. None of us have similar personality traits, but we all bring kind of this different setup to Wisconsin, which is really cool.
And you know, I'm looking at, you know, we mentioned it, we're here with Tyler Beach, Wisconsin Badgers verbal commit, who will be signing his national letter of intent at Port Washington High School tomorrow. But you have some intriguing players on offensive line, and you've seen the, you know, with so many injuries the past few years at the Wisconsin offensive line, where, you know, Jake Maxwell this past year had face shoulder injuries. You know, John Deason had some issues, so did Michael Cohen, but even those that didn't have, that had to leave football, like Dan Volts, Walker Williams, George Panos, you know, the list goes on, even down a couple years before that too. Who in this class, I mean, you know, Caden, I know, is right now an early enrollee, a mid-year enrollee, but who have you had a chance, I mean, with those offensive linemen, and even like a guy like Aaron Volpe, who I know plays offensive line, but also it looks like he's scheduled as a defensive lineman. You know, who stands out to you with those linemen, and just how have you guys talked about, you know, continuing that offensive line tradition at Wisconsin?
The guy that really stands out to me would probably on the offensive line would be Logan Brusk, because I mean he's such a worker, and he's always willing to get things done the right way, and he's always focused on a goal. And I think the tradition that kind of the carry the O-line tradition at Wisconsin is kind of like the big elephant in the room. We know it's there, and we know what we're going to do. We've never really talked to each other about it, but we just kind of know the expectation that's there and what we have to achieve while we're at Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're with Tyler Beach, here on Bucky's fifth quarter. And, you know, Tyler, in terms of what goals do you have for yourself at Wisconsin? Like, what, you know, you've had a great career, prep career, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, first team All-State, and then also having the Army All-American. You were nominated for the Army All-American Bowl. You know, what goals do you have for yourself, you know, once you hit the ground running, when you get to Wisconsin in late May, early June, and starting your Wisconsin Badgers career?
I hope to be on the traveling team next year, which my dad wants me to redshirt, but I hope to be on the traveling team. But some of the players on the traveling team are redshirted, so it would be kind of cool to go with the team and see all that, and see all the games and everything, and still kind of keep my red shirt while being with the team throughout the whole experience. That's kind of my first goal. And then eventually, you know, as long as injuries and things like that don't happen, I hope to have an extremely successful college career coming up.
Now, you're looking at, is it more tackle? Where does offensive line coach and offensive coordinator Joe Rudolph expect you to play in your role on the offensive line?
I've been told that they want me to play left tackle, so I've been working on my left-handed stance and things like that to get ready for that position.
When it comes to that, too, what are some of the things that you feel you're good at, and what are some things that you're hoping, you know, obviously, to improve upon here at the next level in Big Ten play?
I feel like probably the best thing that I've been praised for is my footwork, and my speed for a bigger offensive lineman is pretty good, and my run blocking skills are probably something that will really help me, especially being in Wisconsin, which is a big, you know, kind of eye formation type school.
And, you know, we talk about the future and whatnot, but, you know, really, you know, it all starts tomorrow, and it starts with the national letter of intent. And you and I talked about it before we recorded this part of the podcast. What are the plans for you? When are you signing, and when should Wisconsin fans expect the Wisconsin Athletic Department to put your name up on social media of being the latest Wisconsin Badger commit?
I'm going to try to sign right a little bit after 7, which is when the least time you can sign is like 7:01, so you have to sign right after 7, and I plan on signing in the morning at my school at around 7:05-ish. So that'll be done as soon as possible.
Early mornings. And then what's Port Washington doing for those that are signing their national letter of intent? You said the library, correct?
Mm-hmm. Our school's really not really our school isn't mostly focused on athletics and stuff. We like to keep it, everybody kind of has an equal opportunity and things like that. So it's not a huge event, but it's kind of a small gathering that I'll have in the library. And my teammates are invited and things like that, so they'll be there cheering me on, and it'll be pretty cool to sign that letter.
Tyler, it's been great speaking with you, man. It's a, you know, best of luck tomorrow morning, but also, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, I'll be covering you. I know many others within Wisconsin are ready to see another in-state offensive lineman make their mark at Wisconsin. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Guys, it's Tyler Beach, Port Washington High School. Future Wisconsin Badger will sign his national letter of intent on Wednesday morning. You heard it here on Bucky's Fifth Quarter. This is Jay Kokorowski. You guys have a great rest of the week. Stay tuned to Bucky's Fifth Quarter for more. You'll see Tyler's National Signing Day profile and many others, along with some analysis, breakdowns, and some features on Bucky's Fifth Quarter. We'll talk to you guys soon.